Episode number 199, Camaro Superfest.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Ah, what a beautiful weekend it's been, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been great.
After the Death Storm 09 from this past week.
Yeah, we got pretty much hammered with...
You just got power back.
Just now, yeah. Power was out for 2 days.
Oof. Oof. Yeah.
It's okay. It gives me a reason to get a flashlight and clean out my basement.
Yeah, well...
And bail out the water.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, there's bad news around here in the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody's doing all right. Didn't have a tree fall in their house like some people I saw did.
Yeah. Trees all over the place here.
But hey, we're back and we're here coming at you with another episode. We're going to talk about Camaro Superfest eventually.
Yeah.
But we're going to start it off with talking about Transformers 2.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
No.
You haven't seen it either.
No, I haven't. But I have seen the reviews.
Holy cow. They're getting slammed.
They're somewhat scathing.
I think one review went as far as to say is the worst movie of 2009 so far.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, you don't go, you know, to a movie like that looking for accuracy, but for some, you know, some portion of semi-reality or at least decent acting, but I guess according to the critics, you know, the ones that get paid to review movies, yeah, they're saying it's not so great. On the other hand, people that just go there to be entertained seem to think it's all right.
Yeah, Movies.com has a B- rating for the movie.
Oh, that's not terrible.
No.
Because considering that, well, I don't even think they have a letter grade for the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, just horrible.
It's, you know, 23% or something
yeah.
like that.
It was, I still want to see bad. It, though.
Oh, I do, too. You know, it's based on a cartoon, for God's sakes, yeah. a toy. So
I was watching the first one again last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was on first HBO. One was good. But then again, they didn't rate that all super high either.
I don't think so.
So, you know, anybody who's been out there who's seen it, you know, call in and let us know what you thought of it.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll see it between now and then, and we'll see if we agree or disagree with
yeah.
you. We'll give you the number a little later if you don't already know it. So when do you think you're going to go see it? Any idea?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Soon, hopefully.
Yeah. How much money did it make over the weekend? You mentioned it earlier.
I think they said on Wednesday it made $60 million alone. Opening
wow.
on Wednesday. So it's making money. So
it's amazing that you make a product that sucks and it makes money.
Because people are going to go see it.
Yeah. Like that ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
He sucks in general. Okay. I'm going to get on a tangent and I don't want to. Right. So I guess that we can't make this one up. I guess some Camaros have been showing up on Honda
Dodge dealerships,
according to some reports.
So what are these people doing? Are they like going on eBay and buying these cars? Are they buying them like just going into a Chevy dealer, buying the cars, and then bringing them to their lot and then marking them up big time? Is that what they're doing?
That's what I think they're doing. Or, you know, like there's always a situation where a dealership has a Chevrolet dealership on one side of town and a Honda, Honda Jeep, Eagle, Dodge, Plymouth, Chrysler,
Jeep
Hyundai,
Eagle.
Kia. On the other side of town, and they just go, hey, let's borrow that and stick a, you know, $20,000 more on it, because that's what they're marking them up to, $50,000, we hear.
So is this supposed to be just drawing traffic into the dealership, or?
No, I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, who would stick a Chevy in front of a Dodge dealership or in front of a
Honda? The car's that hot.
I know.
You know. People drive by and say, hey, holy crap, a Camaro. Well, I'll drive away with a Prius.
Yeah.
You know, I came in looking for a Ferrari. You know, I got a Plymouth Sunbird. Or a Sunbird,
Plymouth
a Pontiac
Sunbird.
Sunbird, a Plymouth Snit.
Dodge Raper.
From back in the day, the
yeah.
early podcast.
Yeah.
The new full-size pickup, the Dodge Raper.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
Well, there's been a lot of news articles coming out on the blogs and certain automotive magazines this week saying that the Camaro is selling so much right now that they can't keep you know, any of them in the dealership.
Yeah, in fact, they can't keep any of them in the dealership, and they also can't keep the prices at MSRP, for God's sakes.
No.
According to another person on the Camaro Z28.com message board, that they're marking them up to $50,000, stick them in the showroom, and according to the sales manager or sales droid or whatever, that people are lining up to pay that kind of money.
I,
Where's that recession that we've been hearing about? I mean, if people can afford to toss away $20,000 extra on an already $30,000 vehicle.
I'm not seeing that here. I mean, but our dealerships here aren't charging over MSRP.
And we're in Detroit.
Right.
You know.
And Buff Whalen, where I got my car at, I mean, they're one of the bigger Chevy dealers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting in, you know, two, three, four, five at a time, and they're leaving same day. A lot of them are still, you know, are sold orders. A couple members from our site have traveled here to Detroit to buy a Camaro and drive it back to Florida and D.C. Because they're not charging over MSRP.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy out there.
And what's cool about that is that they're doing what we tell people to do. First, refuse Camaro markups. And second, find a dealer that'll treat you right. And even if you got to hop on a plane to get it, at least it'll in the long run, it'll be better because you're knowing that you're dealing with an honest dealer.
Right.
You know, that's willing to treat their customers fairly. And second of all, it's a cool drive home.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine driving from Detroit to Florida?
I drove from Pennsylvania to Detroit with mine, and that was cool enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great trip. So, like we always say, refuse Camaro markups.
Yeah.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Line up, look at the car, and then give them the finger when you walk out the door.
Oh, jeez.
Here's what I think of your pricing.
Yeah.
What else is going on here?
We got a big show coming up here next weekend.
Oh, Camaro Superfest.
Camaro Superfest. An event we're actually sponsoring this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti area. Is it Ypsilanti? Is that where it's going to be at?
I think so, no.
It's
like a park. Downtown park, yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool show. We've been going to this for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Jeez, I've been going to it since 96. It was my first car show I ever took my Camaro to.
Yeah. Isn't it the largest all Camaro show in the country?
I think it's the largest and longest running.
Oh, okay.
And normally they've got upwards of, 300, 400 cars.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Because awards take like 4 hours to go through.
Well, not anymore because I guess they changed the format. We've been talking to the chairman of the club or the event. I forgot which position he holds, if not both. I've always liked this show because there's a lot of people that we only see at this show. And so it's great to catch up with them after a year to see what they've done with their cars or if they got a new Camaro or changed their Camaro. You know, everything from daily drivers to really nice, nice cars.
Yeah.
It's a very prestigious award to win if you win one.
Right. And this isn't only a Michigan only event. They get cars from all over the country and Canada. So mm-hmm. you see people that you haven't seen for a while and who are coming in from Indianapolis and Ohio.
Wyoming. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Check it out at CamaroSuperfest.com. And if you're going to be there, look for us. We'll definitely be there. Probably sitting in the sun and signing autographs.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. You know the norm.
Selling 8x10 color glossies for $5 a piece.
Just look for the large posse. You know,
what?
The large posse.
Oh, group of people. Yeah. Okay, right.
That's what we'll be.
Right, yeah. Look for the crowd where the people are holding the cameras above their heads to get a shot of us. And
yeah.
No, look for the two Camaros where the two guys are sitting there just detailing the crap out of them, sweating up a storm, and going, where's my bottle of water? And then, you know, my God, I have a hangnail.
Hangnail.
Or whatever. That's the best I could come up with. We'd be glad to see you there. Swing on by and say hi. And hang out.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff. There's actually a couple shows that just wrapped up. First is Carlisle event, which I really regret we couldn't make.
Oh, I know.
But I understand there's a CamaroZ28.com member meet, so hopefully somebody from that show, that meet, will call in and give us a lowdown on
like
that.
Like Mudbone?
Mudbone.
And Mudbone Jr.
Mudbone Jr. And then I just got back from yesterday in the Flint area from the Sloan Auto Fair at the Sloan Museum.
Flint?
In the Yeah. At the Flint Cultural Center. It's amazing that it's such a cool cool piece of property is in the middle of Flint.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful...
When you think of Flint, you don't think of culture.
Oh, yeah. And it's right in downtown, too, and it's a beautiful place. They got a museum, a planetarium, and it was one of the coolest car shows I think I've ever been at. It's the only car show I've ever been in that wasn't all Camaro.
Is it by Buick City?
I don't know. I didn't look around too much because I was afraid I was going to get shot.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. It really wasn't bad at all. But the show was great. I couldn't be there today. It's actually, as we record, it's going on right now. But I have to be here for you loyal fans and listeners and all that junk. If you're in the Flint area or want to catch a cool car show in a surprisingly interesting location, check out the Sloan Auto Fair for next year. Great, great cool. show. There's yeah. a lot of cool cars there from just about every walk of life. Yeah. Everything from funny cars to GT40s to Buick Grand Nationals and Thunderbirds and just you name it, it's there. Cool place.
DeLoreans?
I did not see a DeLorean, but I would not be surprised if there wasn't one there.
Okay.
A lot of Hurst cars, a lot of one-off cars because really? They're coming out of museums and private collections in the area because there's a lot of private collectors in the area that just keep quiet. They put their cars in a nice,
I believe it.
Nice, you know, climate-controlled environment, and they pull them out. I think the very first GNX has been there many times. Mm. It's, again, a very prestigious award to win if you can manage to win one. So, but it's already done now, so you missed out.
Yeah.
You lose. Next year, though. Next year, I'll go back.
Okay.
No question about it. So, we got some other things to talk about, but you want to do voicemails?
Yeah, we got a couple voicemails and an email this week. Let's start off with the email.
You want to start off with
the
email?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me read it.
Go right ahead.
Let's see. This one comes from Claude Pardo, who's 426 HPSS on the board.
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah. Thanks for all your efforts, gents.
Gents.
Just got my SS 2010. Love it. Really twisted about these wheel weights on the front calipers. Jim is giving the big lack of love reply from the GM assistants, etc. Is this going to get fixed? How can a company like Brembo let this go and not offer a solution? I am stunned and have nobody to turn to on this. Can you discuss this important topic on the podcast? 426 HPSS. Thanks for that email. This has come up quite a few times on the message board, hasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And there's really no fix
this.
I mean, I don't know. There's weights on the calipers, right?
Right. I have them.
Okay, I have them.
You have them. Not thrilled about them.
And you know what? I actually didn't even notice them until you pointed them out to me. So to me, it's a non-issue. What about you? How do you feel about this?
I am not thrilled about them. I don't notice them unless I specifically look for them. I forget they're there unless I intentionally think about it, or guys like Claude here bringing them back up. Thanks, Claude. I'm just kidding. But that's just me. Claude, I know he's posted about this in the forums before, and it means a lot to him. And so we can't, just because it doesn't mean anything to us, we can't discredit his concerns. It's a tough thing to deal with just because I don't think... You know, giving the big lack of love, maybe they just don't have an answer. And that's what I got to think is that.
They're working on something?
And they don't want to issue anything until they have a firm answer, because they don't want to get caught with their foot in their mouth and say, oh, now they can't get it right twice in a row. You know, anything they do, they're more apt to look worse than better until they got it right. And that's kind of what the whole Camaro was. That's why it took so long to get out, because they wanted to get it right. Yeah. And I can only assume that that's the same issue here with these brakes. In the meantime, I'm kind of just brainstorming in the back of my head about my own solution, because I don't think that if I were to, you know, get on the phone and start writing filthy letters and everything, as much as I'd like to, I agree with you, Claude, but I just don't think there's a solution at hand. So I'm going to try to come up with my own until then. And if I don't, then I'll just have to keep waiting. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Well, next time we talk to the big three, we'll pose this question and see what they have to say about it.
Yeah, the big three being Scott, John, and Cheryl. I know it's kind of a Band-Aid. I agree. Yeah, I don't see it as being a huge deal. The race cars do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I think I don't think there's anything defective with the brake caliper. It's just that it makes a noise. Chris, your Cadillac, your CTS, had an issue where, if you would roll with your foot on or off the brake?
On the brake.
But just kind of coasting through it.
Yeah, like if you're pulling up, say, to a drive-thru window.
Yeah.
You know, at a restaurant. And you're doing, 1 to 2 miles an hour, and you're doing a slow stop. The brakes would go, and I had it into the dealer 3 times.
Uh-huh.
On the third time, there was finally a TSB out to replace the brake pads with another, I don't know, fix or whatever it is, and it resolved the issue.
Okay. Who knows if that's a similar situation as this.
I don't know.
It's tough. I don't like it. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping to find a solution, or just, I'm hoping they do. Somebody's got to come up with one sooner or later, or it'll just kind of get left alone and forgotten about, because every SS has them, to my knowledge. So it's not like we're singled out and it's like a big dent in the side of the car that nobody else has.
Yeah.
It's a good email and it's a touchy subject with a lot of people. Let's just hope for the best and see if we can get some answer sooner or later. Until then, I'm going to try to focus on other things in my car, like making it faster.
Yeah.
So those brakes will come in handy. thanks for that email, Claude. Hopefully we, I don't know. I don't know.
Give our opinion.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. We invite anybody to email or call in. In fact, we're giving away prizes for voicemails. We'd like people to call in or email about things we talked about, the Transformers movie.
The Dodge Raper. Yeah, anything. Bumper nuts.
Anything you want, and we promise the number, so if you don't already have it, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we have two voicemails this week. But before we get to that, we want to say that the show is brought to you by Magnaflow at Magnaflow.com. Go to their website. Check out, they have the 2010 Camaro. They have the V6 exhaust, the V8 exhaust, and with their part numbers and pricing and everything on there, including sound clips now. So that's always cool to see. I also saw that they released a press release this week announcing the Camaro exhaust. So you can go ahead and check that out as well.
I noticed recently we've got an engineer from Magnaflow on the board who's posting.
Nice.
So I think it was in one of the fourth gen technical forums.
Last one?
I think so. I saw it. I just kind of glanced at it this morning just before the show. So cool. Yeah. Always nice to have more knowledge, especially from a manufacturer out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we got a couple of voicemails, huh?
Starting with one.
Chris, Jason, AJ96E28 from the boards. Just called up to say Happy Father's Day, and I mean that as much for your kids. And as much as that for your brand new Camaros. Real quick, now you had them for a few days, few weeks yet. I was curious what your opinion was on the sound. I thought fourth gen cars sounded really good sitting inside them, and I thought they sounded really, really good when they drove by in stock form. Just want to hear what your take was. Where I live, there's only about three cars on the streets that I've seen, and they're all V6s, so I can't comment on the V8 cars. I was wondering what you had to say about that. All right, thanks.
Well, thanks for that voicemail. How do you think your car sounds?
It sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't, for my taste personally, I think it needs...
Do you think it's too quiet?
I think so.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. At least for now. Yeah. I remember that it took a little while for, geez, I don't know if the steel of the exhaust system cures, or something and changes the sound. It did on my 2002. I wonder if it'll happen on my 2010.
Now, do you think, did you ever own a stock fourth gen, non-SS?
No.
Because I think the exhaust on the fifth gen is definitely louder than a stock fourth gen.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're living in a day and age now where it's got to be louder. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think it sounds great. I don't think it's too loud, and I don't think it's too quiet. I think they got it just right. With that saying, I still will want to upgrade my exhaust because I do like more of a rumble and a little bit louder exhaust.
Right. The thing that kind of hurts it though is that it's very insulated inside from sound. Mm-hmm. It's very quiet inside the cabin, so it might be loud on the outside. It just doesn't seem loud on the inside.
Yeah.
I posted a video of how the remote start works on YouTube, and one of the person replies with it was a typical YouTubian snide ass remark about how I thought V8 Camaros are supposed to sound good or whatever, and I'm thinking, okay, I took the video from the front of the damn car and I was probably 10 feet away from it. What do you want it to blow the microphone right off the video camera, douchebag? Anyway, I think it could stand to be a little louder, and I think maybe the more miles we put on it, it'll kind of
get a little bit
bring
louder
that out. I don't know. I haven't really made up my mind on it because I haven't thought about it. I'm so much enjoying driving the car.
Yeah.
Well,
do you remember when we did the first drives of Scott and Cheryl's car?
Yeah.
You got the video of them both doing drive-bys.
Yeah.
The V6 and the V8 car.
That's right.
And starting it up.
Yeah.
Right in the back there, too.
They did seem a little louder. So we'll see what happens. But that's what the aftermarket is for if it doesn't... suit your fancy.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post a link to that video that we did when we first drove those cars. Okay. I'm going to post that in the show notes too for people to, you know, if they haven't seen it or haven't seen it in a while, to go back and take a look at it again and see what they think.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Let's move on to the next voicemail.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Matt Gaskins, first time caller, love the podcast. Title of this could be "I Think They Are Lying." The 2010 Camaro getting 29 miles to the gallon on the highway was a shocker, because the car that has basically the same frame, same weight and everything, the Pontiac G8, only makes 25 miles a gallon on the highway. You can find this out at fueleconomy.gov. And could please, somebody with a V6 Camaro, please start posting on that website how much mileage they're actually getting, because that will let us do an actual comparison and see if they're truly getting that kind of mileage. The other point is, one of you founders stated on a couple of podcasts ago that your son, Vito, was enjoying his car seat in the 2010 Camaro. Could you post some pictures of that on Flickr, because I'm trying to make the case to my wife that the Camaro is a proper family vehicle for me to trade my Z01, Z06 Corvette in on and emerge a new Camaro owner. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Interesting voicemail.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. Fuel economy. We just grabbed the Monroney label.
The
off
what?
Off my car.
What? The what?
The Monroney label.
Monroney what?
Yeah.
The window sticker.
The window sticker. To you lay people.
Well, thanks.
And it says EPA fuel economy estimates.
This is on your 2010 Camaro SS.
Right.
Right.
City mile per gallon, 16. Expected range for most drivers is 13 to 19. Highway miles per gallon is 24. Expected range for most drivers is 19 to 29. Your actual mileage will vary depending on how you drive and maintain your vehicle.
And then it has a combined.
A combined of, what is that, 19?
Yeah. Combined fuel economy for this vehicle is 19.
19. So I think that's how they're covering, you know, themselves there. This is actually tested by the EPA. They're not lying here. In fact, when they first released the numbers for the V6 car, they said 27. The EPA got their hands on it and got 29 out of it. So that's how they got the 29. Now, you were saying an interesting fact about how you can come up with fuel economy, and it varies from vehicle to vehicle.
Right. Well, you know, among other things, going from the Camaro to the G8, yeah, they may have the same powertrain, but that doesn't mean they have the same programming or gearing in the final drive final drive ratio or the transmission. For example, and the programming itself has a tremendous impact on everything else. Here's an example. I know that on a C6 Corvette, I believe that my buddy who's got one told me that an intake and a good tune will net 40 horsepower. Just an intake and a tune makes that much difference. Now, I know we're talking about miles per gallon, not horsepower, but one does have an impact on the other.
Absolutely.
So if programming can make that much difference, say 20 horsepower, it's got to have an impact on miles per gallon. And that's what I'm saying. The difference between the cars is the programming alone probably makes up, you know, we're talking about a slightly newer program, probably a different ECM. Or a newer updated ECM. There's a lot of variables other than the engine. You may already know this, and I may be stating the obvious, but that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was good. That was cool.
Yeah, and then the car seat thing. That was a cool one. I thought that was cool that somebody asked. It's yours. It's not my kid. My kid's 12.
Yeah, my kid is 19 months old. I've got a car seat in the back of my SS. And it looks good that back there. I mean, it fits.
It looks like a little racing seat. It really does.
And you know, if I knew the brand on it, I guess maybe next time I'll run out there, I'll look at it, and I'll mention it in the next week's podcast.
If I'm
or
not
something
mistaken,
like that. And I will. I'll get some better pictures. I'll go ahead and post them up there for you.
I don't know if it's Sparco or Recaro or Corbo. Somebody out there who makes racing seats makes a kid seat.
Do they?
I'm almost positive. Yeah. Or at least they used to. I just happen to think of this. Yeah, but your seat doesn't look terrible in the back.
No, and as for, you know, looking for a family car, you know, who has a young child and stuff, since I've bought my Camaro, I haven't not driven it every day. And I have to drive my son back and forth to daycare every day and drive the family around. Mm-hmm. And he fits wonderfully back there. The way that the seats move and the way the seatbelt latch comes up nowadays.
Yeah, the magnet.
Makes it so much easier, you know, getting him in and out of the back seat. It's nice. It's real nice.
What does Vito think?
Oh, Vito loves the car.
Does he?
I've got pictures up there on my Flickr page when I first brought it home.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves it.
It's cool, man. Yeah. Especially going... Yes, it's a much better family car than a Corvette.
Yeah.
The back seat probably helps. Right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the car seat looks good. You know, it doesn't look hokey or out of place at all for some odd reason. I don't know why. It just maybe it's because, the back there is kind of secluded a little bit.
But yeah.
It looks pretty good. Post some pictures.
Yeah.
So great voicemail. We got to give away a prize. We give away a prize every week for one voicemail, and we got to give it to the last one.
Yeah.
You know, made us whip out the...
Matt Gaskin, I think he said his name
Monroney
was. The Monroney label. Yeah.
And I guess I'm going to have to Wikipedia that one.
Yeah.
And everybody else does, too, because I know that very few people know what that actually is.
Oh, come on.
Shut up.
I thought everybody knew that.
No, I did. I'm just faking. let's give it to Matt
Gaskin?
Matt Gaskin. Yeah. Matt, just email us, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, or fill out the form at CamaroZ28.com/podcast.
And you're going to the vault.
I'm going to go. Oh, here I go. Hold on a second. I got to figure out the combination. I always forget it. Hold on. Left. Right.
22.
Left. And here I am in the CamaroZ28.com prize vault, and it'll be a surprise for Matt. So, okay, I'm back out of there. Did you know there's porno mags in there?
No.
Yeah, did you put those in there?
No.
Somebody left a half-eaten cheeseburger in there, too.
Make sure you include your T-shirt size in case...
In case I've got something that'll fit you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder. And thanks for the voicemail, Matt, and everybody else, and the email that came in from Claude from Canada.
Yep.
Send me some Molson, please. Real Molson, not this crappy American crap pee water. And I'll get those prizes out. I think I owe last week's winner a prize, too. I make a trip to the post office every week or so. It'll be on the way, and yours will be on the way to you, Matt, when you get us the info.
Yes.
One last tidbit that I thought was really cool. On the front page of CamaroZ28.com is Magna Charger has a supercharger out for the V8. We've seen them on other vehicles, but not for sale.
Right.
Now they're available, and they're actually available through one of our longtime site sponsors, HotPart.com.
Okay.
J&M Products is the parent company of HotPart, or the company behind the website. Great people to deal with. I've talked to them extensively. That supercharger just looks badass.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't even mean to stutter. It's so bad it makes me stutter. It's on the main page of CamaroZ28.com right now. I wish links to the press release. Check it out. Ask some questions in the thread because Brian from Hot Part is answering those questions. And I'd like to get one.
Yeah.
I really would like to get one.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I got to get my car ready for SEMA.
How much boost does it put out?
6 pounds, I believe.
Okay.
Nothing dangerous. You know, you don't want to go
like
crazy.
A small A-trim Vortec or something like that?
Yeah, and for me, I don't want to set a land speed record or break a track record or anything. I just want to have a kick-ass blower on my car. And you got to love the sound of that style supercharger. Well, of any style supercharger, but that style in particular. So I'm really interested in it.
Okay.
I was thinking about a centrifugal style, but that, because it fits under the factory hood.
Yeah. Think you'll have one on for SEMA?
I think I might.
Oh.
I might, man. I got to, pull a few strings with the wife and all, and maybe sell a kidney, and maybe that kid of mine, But since he's been screwing up mowing the yard lately. Don't worry. Don't laugh, Chris. You'll be in through it, too.
I can't wait.
But anyway, Magna Charger. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
I guess I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to review Redline Coffee.
Redline Coffee, yeah. They sent us some coffee.
I saw this in
smells
the back
good.
Of, I saw this in the back of Auto Week, and I called him up and ordered up a couple pounds of it just to check it out, because Chris, you and I would drink a lot of coffee, especially before the show. We get together for coffee and breakfast. So I think this would be kind of cool to test out a coffee that's kind of geared, no pun intended, towards the automotive enthusiast and racer community.
Yeah. Kind of reminiscent of our Jones Soda reviews that we do during the holidays.
Yep, that's right. We've done a couple interesting reviews, so we're going to see how this pans out. Next week, tune in, and we'll be slurping down some coffee while we do the show, and then we'll be amped and wired, and I'll be more hyper than usual.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.